This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Best part of that dollar thing, by the way, was that he told the Journal it was too strong because people have confidence in him. That is also a quote. All right, from macroeconomic policy changes to education policy changes in the Trump administration. This week, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos withdrew some Obama-era policies aimed at cleaning up the student loan servicing industry. If you're one of the 42 or so million people out there with federal student loans, you know what I'm talking about. Companies, for-profit companies or non, paid by the federal government to collect your payments and handle any problems with the loan. The name Navient might ring a bell. One of the last moves of the Obama Department of Education was to sue that company for bad practices. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on that.
I asked Christine Lindstrom to sum up the problems she's seen with student loan servicing.
Wow.
Lindstrom is higher education program director at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. She says complaints range from poor customer service and misprocessed payments to borrowers being steered into more expensive repayment plans. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's recent lawsuit accuses the largest servicer, Navient, of failing borrowers at every stage of repayment, which the company denies.
We've been concerned with whether the treatment that borrowers get actually makes their problems worse.
The federal government is in the process of awarding new contracts to servicers. The Obama administration had directed federal student aid officials to consider past abuses when awarding those contracts and to include consumer protections. Persis Yu is with the National Consumer Law Center.
The rules, in my opinion, were very basic common sense, rights that in almost any other industry borrowers have.
In a memo, Secretary DeVos said the reversal was meant to, quote, negate any impediment, ambiguity, or inconsistency. Financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz with CapEx.com says overall complaints about student loan servicers are low compared to, say, credit cards or auto loans.
So it doesn't seem like there is a systemic problem in any kind of loan program. Borrowers do not love their lenders.
Still, he says the move signals the Trump administration may be less focused on protecting borrowers. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.